In the last 24 hours, the production of the Discover Enterprise over the wellhead produced 11,000 barrels of oil. They continue to increase over the first 3 days of operation. We have gone from 6,000 to 11,000, trying to increase that production rate, ultimately close the venting valves and move to a greater capacity. BP anticipates moving another craft in that can actually handle additional production. And the combination of these two, the vessel is actually called the Q4000, combined, will have a production capability of about 20,000 barrels a day.
Last Friday, our office filed a criminal complaint charging Mohammed Alessa and Carlos Almonte with conspiring to kill, maim, and kidnap persons overseas in violation of federal law. At no time was the public in immediate danger from these defendants. The charges were filed before their bags were packed, and the arrest teams were waiting at the airport before they arrived. The judge has now scheduled that hearing for this Thursday.
Any comments on Israel? We're arresting everybody today. Any comments on Israel?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Those remarks were offensive and reprehensible. I think she should and has apologized because obviously those remarks do not reflect certainly the opinion of, I assume, most of the people in here, and certainly not of the administration.
If you thought the Leaning Tower of Pisa was wild, check out the Capitol Gate building in the United Arab Emirates. It is now the world's furthest leaning tower, according to the folks at the Guinness World Records. And what's most amazing about it is it's supposed to be that way. It's not that they built it on sand and it started to shift. The 35-story building was engineered with an 18-degree slope. That's nearly five times greater than Italy's naturally tilting Leaning Tower of Pisa.